Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Hey, Ashley, it's so nice outside, and here we are cooped up in a radio studio.
I know, and all week long I stare at a computer at work and then go to meetings that are held indoors.
Yeah, me too. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so, if you're thinking
vacation!
It's that time of year. Spring fever has kicked in, and the open road or airways or boatways call our names while we wait impatiently through staff meetings or long school days.
But as last week's alternative transportation discussion showed, travel costs can be a little prohibitive right now. If you need a getaway, we've compiled some money-saving travel tips to help you plan your vacation with financial fitness in mind.
Traveling far away can be expensive. Be a local tourist. Indiana has a lot to offer. You can visit Holiday World and Santa Claus, or get some sun at the Indiana Dunes.
Right. Get to know what's near you. Our state parks and national forests are beautiful. Head to the Exotic Feline Rescue Center and see some big cats that you wouldn't expect to see in Indiana. Or head to West Baden and see the West Baden Springs Hotel, which was the world's largest domed structure until the construction of the Houston Astrodome. It's amazing. And who knew?
Hotels can tack on their services you didn't know you were paying for. Remember that newspaper that was delivered to your room? Ask for all fees associated with the room to be outlined up front so you're not surprised when you check out.
Right. And if they ask for a credit or debit card at check-in, and most do to cover incidental fees, ask them how much they're putting on hold on your card. And know that if you use a debit card, that money may not be available to you while the hold is active, and it may take a while to be unheld. Generally, a credit card is a better idea.
Before you drink that bottle of water they've so nicely left for you in the room, make sure you find out how much it's going to cost. Often a bottle of water that would cost you less than a dollar at the store is $3.50 or up to $5 even if it's in the room. It may be convenient, but you can go to the vending machine or, better yet, plan ahead. Bring your own.
Right. We can't stress this enough. Plan your trip. Snacks and drinks are far cheaper if you buy them before you leave and carry them with you. Take it one step further and bring a water bottle, one that you can wash and reuse with you. When you stop at the highway espresso shop, they'll be more than happy to fill it up with cold, filtered water, saving you about $2 every time you do it. Gas stations usually have cold water at the soda tap. And if you don't want to drink hotel tap water, look for the fitness center. Often they have filtered water coolers. Fill her up there. These small things add up, and a little forethought can really save you some cash.
Going on a road trip? Know where to fill your tank. Map out your trip, not only with the best places to stop, but also the places where you can find the least expensive gas. Use sites like fueleconomy.gov or gasbuddy.com, or search for free apps for your phone that can help you find the cheapest gas stations along your route.
Or take an alternative transportation road trip. How about a bike trip on the back roads to a bed and breakfast? Or if you book ahead of time on services like Megabus, you can get between, say, Indianapolis and Chicago for ridiculously low prices. Again, the earlier you plan, the more you save.
And we've already touched on snacks, but think about meals too. Want to hit a nice restaurant, but you also want to save some money? Go for lunch. Lunch prices are often 30% cheaper than the same items on the dinner menu. You're also less likely to spend a lot on wine or other alcoholic drinks.
But if you do want a bottle of wine with dinner, why not bring your own? Alcohol is generally marked up at least 200% at restaurants, but many places, especially in bigger cities, offer the BYO option. If you know this ahead of time, you can save cash and still enjoy a nice wine or beer with dinner.
Jason, we've already talked about so much, but there's so much more. Come back next week for more money-saving travel tips. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth from the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project. Until next week, travel well. Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.